Is there anyone who would like to do some work with your situation in the workplace?
I'll present the situation from an observational vantage point.
Great.
A planned faculty meeting, required attendance. When it starts, the supervisor shares that one of the faculty members has been excused from attending the required event in order to have breakfast with her students before they leave for home. One of the faculty members lets out a long sigh. Another says in an audible whisper, "Hell, I'd rather be at breakfast with my students." Another slumps in a chair. Another says, "You gotta be kidding." And another furls their eyebrows.
I love the precision of observational language. It's really joyful for me to have such ease in imagining the situation because I don't have to fill in observations to match evaluations. I would love it if you just walked through the questions in case
okay. There
are people who don't have the questions. Let's read it. The second question is, how do you imagine that NVC could contribute in this situation? And then whose needs would be served and how? And I want to say some more about what this question means to me and why it's so important in the workplace. In most workplaces that I've ever heard of, people are very stressed and want to move through things quickly. And the best thing that I can do for them in that regard is to find a quick way to connect whatever it is that I want to do to a purpose that would be served. So if I just say, "Oh, I'd like to try something new," people will roll their eyes. But if I say something like, "I have a sense that within 2 minutes we can transform the sticky energy that's in the air into flow that all of us can enjoy," that's different. Now I'd like to hear your response to the question.
I imagine the NVC could contribute clarifying expectations, clarifying needs and feelings, and addressing issues, I guess primarily of clarity and parity, fair to all parties. The obstacles that I foresee to bringing NVC to this situation is time to process this, fear of dissension, lots and lots of activities that need attention, and a bit about power, covert power, that some hold a little more hidden authority than others. And I can imagine, because we have a very limited time and we do not meet daily, we meet twice a year in person, I can imagine facing some of these obstacles, if we cannot do it in person at the faculty meeting, through email or phone conference in attempting to ask for clarification. But I actually am looking to you, Mickey, for a lot more guidance about how we might address this.
Right. Let me just reflect back what I'm hearing, that your hope in bringing NVC to this situation is for clarity and parity. I like the rhyme. I want to say something about parity and fairness is something that many people feel very strongly about, especially in the workplace. I am concerned about that being a goal. The reason being that in my experience, people use parity or fairness as a weapon against each other rather than as a way to come together. It's so tied in with what should happen that it doesn't create the kind of relaxation that comes to people from seeing common needs, whether or not I call them needs. I have come up with this one-liner that people often can wrap their minds around, which is that it's not about what's fair. It's about what's possible. And so I want to look at a situation and say, maybe this is not fair, but if I try to go for whatever it is that I think is fair, it's not what somebody else thinks is fair, and that ends up recreating conflict, whereas if we all put our hearts and minds together into looking at what's possible, given who everyone is and what the situation is, it lends itself to collaboration much more. If I was looking for purpose or need, I would be purposely looking for needs that bring together rather than needs that would separate. So, for example, collaboration is a need that brings together. People like the idea that it's possible to collaborate. they're so often completely skeptical or discouraged or despairing about it, but they like the idea. And somehow connecting with the possibility of collaboration gives them a little small window of willingness to explore something. Let me see what other things you can come up with, shared goals, effectiveness, all these kinds of things that are all very significant in the workplace, less likely to separate people. The second piece that I wanted to say is it's very important when we try to bring NBC to a situation that we distinguish between what can be done in the moment and what needs to be done through building relationships over time. It is my belief that for the most part, people go to meetings without having a sense of purpose of how the meeting is going to serve them or their work. I want to support you with what you can do about this. And my sense is that doing it offline rather than in the moment might be more effective, because this is a long-standing issue. It manifested itself in this particular way in this particular moment, but my sense is that there is something more ongoing. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, it does.
So what comes to mind right away is that you can go start with the person who is calling the meeting and talk to them to get clear on what their purpose is in having this meeting. Why do they want it? Then talk with each other person in the meeting. Why are they choosing to come? And what would make these meetings irresistible? Because my guess is that, especially if this is intensive and people don't see each other, that there's some way that people might appreciate having more connection and having more celebration or a sense of unity around the meaning or vision of what they're doing, and that what happens in the meetings doesn't address the real needs. You know, the general principle, you see how this relates back to NBC principles of having clarity about the need before you move to strategy. So much of what happens in the workplace and everywhere could benefit tremendously from finding a way to connect with people about needs before we talk at all about strategies. All right.
Thank you very much, Mickey. That gives me a great deal to chew on.
Wonderful.